Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about marketing during a crisis.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Actually, marketing during a pandemic as everyone's working from home.
Yep.
While everyone's checking information about the pandemic all day long. I was just going to say that, like, it seems like there are a lot of brands out there that are taking this, I don't want to hear your reaction, taking this opportunity as a reason to send email to their customers. Are you noticing that?
Oh, no. No, just about like 20 to 30 emails every day. Who was it? I saw a bunch of people funny tweeting about this, like, thank God, you know, every company I've ever given my email is telling me how they're managing the COVID-19 situation. So totally, yeah, there's a lot of emails about COVID-19 from brands. And you know, the funny thing is, I would say that almost all of them, with a few exceptions, are from companies I don't even know, or I'm not even like, I'm like, am I a customer of this? Do I use this? Why am I getting an email from this particular brand? Like, it's not very relevant. It's not like, I don't know, if AWS sends me an email, or Twilio, or some software product I use every day. Zoom, if Zoom sent an email, Zoom hasn't sent an email. They send an email.
They have not sent a single email. That's right.
Yeah. But if
let's think about that email, for a second. Yeah.
If they sent an email, I'd be like, at least I'm curious to know, because I really fucking need this service right now. But it's none of these essential infrastructure type software products and services I'm a customer of that have sent me an email. None of them. It's all this other bullshit that I don't even know why they have my email that's sending me emails about.
That's right.
So I assume your recommendation is not necessarily the first thing you have to do is send an email to everybody in your email list telling them how you feel and what you do about COVID-19.
Yeah, you know, there's an exception, and this exception I've seen data on now. But if a company is direct to consumer, and they're an e-commerce brand, and it is, I'll put the other and in there, which is a caveat, and it's relevant to people right now because they ship things that people might want to buy right now. Mm-hmm. I've seen that work really well. The messaging still is important, but I've seen that when it relates to this crisis, the pandemic, people working from home. If you have a direct consumer e-commerce brand and you sell online primarily, it's likely that you might actually see an uptick in purchases at the moment. Mm. That's the exception I've seen. Part of it is even reminding people that you exist. To your point, right? You might have signed up for this thing, you never bought anything, you have a coupon, and right now it might be relevant to you. So there is that exception. Outside of that, though, like the amount of SaaS tools,